Next application is case number 11489, Madon Church LLC. Site is north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being northwest of Canvasback Road, approximately 1/4 mile northeast of Swan Drive, and being lot 81, block D in Swan Key subdivision, with a 911 address of 37021 Canvasback Road, Subbeville, Delaware, 19975, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 12.16, parcel 342, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 2-foot variance from both sides from the required 10-foot per side for a proposed dwelling. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chair.
Good evening, sir.
Members of the board, Tim Willard, with Luke Guayori and Willard here in Georgetown. And I represent Madon Church LLC. The principal, one of the principals is here tonight. This is Todd Servanak. And his wife, Christy, is also the other member of Madon Church LLC. They own a property in Swan Keys, which you're all familiar with that neighborhood. They're here tonight requesting two variants, side yard variances. It's 10 feet required, and they want 8 feet, so they want 2 feet on either side. I'd like to hand, first of all, to the board, if I could, because it wasn't included in the application. You have a survey of what they propose to build, but I have the what's there now, which I think is significant. First of all, it's lot 81, it's 37021 Canvasback Road. I know you're familiar with Swan Keys, the lots are small. They're unique. People like to say that tonight. They're unique because they're so small. They're 40 by 100, and in the back is a lagoon. This neighborhood was originally designed for mobile homes. In fact, most of the lots would handle one single-family mobile home, but over the years, it's changed to the extent there are a lot more stick-built homes in there. And as I'll mention later on and demonstrate that you all have approved some rather significant number of side yard variances in that for that purpose. The existing house that's on there now is a mobile home with a partition on it or a enclosed addition. And as you can see, if you're looking at that they're into the setback, they only have 6.6 on one side, so it would be, 3 feet 4 inches already, and on the other side it's 8.6, so they're in the setback there about 1 foot 4 inches. They're also into the front if it's 10-10-30. They're also into the front because they only have 10 feet of frontage. What you will see from our application, and you should have that survey in front of you, is these guys intend to do is tear down that mobile home and put in a two-story home, which would only cover a lot smaller portion. In fact, they would be in compliance with a 30-foot setback. They'd be in compliance with a 10-foot setback, but they would only, instead of having the dwelling be the width of 20 feet, they're asking for 24 feet, which would be 2 feet on either side. And I'll hand to the board vertical renditions of that. With us here today is Ryan Glass, who works for the company that designs these or installs them. He's available to testify, but this is the rendition they intend to put on there, which we believe will be an improvement. To address the issues that you must, according to your law, that the property is unique. As previously stated, we believe this lot is unique because of its side, because it's surrounded by one side on the lagoon, because it has a non-conforming trailer on it, which they intend to take down, and actually ask for less of a setback that it's already imposing on it. We believe that their intent to install, build this smaller cottage in it with lesser sidebacks is a reasonable use as opposed to strict conformity. They did not create the hardship that created the smaller lot. They were designed that way years ago. We do not believe that this request would affect the neighborhood. In fact, it would improve it, I think, as far as they're getting rid of an older single mobile home. I note as far as effect on the neighborhood, I have here tonight, and I can submit it to you, so we'll have it for the record. But this is a tax map of Swan Keys. That's Canvas Lane, which is, and that lot there is, it's orange, marked orange, is their lot. And what's in pink are all the other side yard variances over the years that were granted. So the board, in their wisdom, has over the years taken each case by a case-by-case example. And these documents represent what's on the county computer as far as the variances that were approved along that Canvas Road. And most of them, as I reviewed them, are side yard setbacks. And I'll submit that for the record.
Thank you.
Do believe, because of the design and actually reducing already the intrusion in the setbacks, that this is a minimum setback they're asking for. The Cervenix, they actually have a home in Fenwick. They have two sons, and actually they intend to renovate this and fix it up and lease it to a friend of theirs that were leasing it before. So they do have some connection to the area. Todd, you want to come get sworn first, I believe?
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Todd Cervenek, 110 St. Clair Drive, Hocassin, Delaware, 19707.
Can you spell your last name for us?
C-R-K-V, as in Victor, E-N-A-C.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Todd, you want to stand up here for a second? You've heard this drill before. You've heard my representations to the board as to what your application is and the variances you're requesting. Are they true and accurate to your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to add?
No.
Gentlemen, questions?
Okay. Let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? Starting you,
No question.
Okay. Mr. Ritter?
Yeah, you're in a flood zone, right?
Excuse me?
Are you in a flood zone there?
I don't know.
No?
They are.
They are?
Yeah,
I would say you are.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure you're not going to exceed the 42 feet because you got two plus something on top, 42 feet.
Right. We're
within. So you got two stories, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So from the flood zone requirement, you won't be 42 feet high. What is the square footage of your house?
You know? 1,400. Roughly 1,400 square feet is what it will be.
Times two?
No.
Up and down? Or
total? No, total, 700 and 700.
Okay. Whoa, you're answering those questions. Well, thank you. That's okay. That's all questions I have.
Good thing I brought him, huh?
Mr. Edson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
I've just got.
Okay, Mr. Sharp.
And looking at the drawing, the house is going to be elevated. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And do you have, I just don't see on here, and maybe it doesn't need to be on here, but I don't see anything for like an HVAC unit or stairs leading up. Are you planning on keeping that within the building envelope?
No, the HVAC unit will be, the HVAC unit will be mounted on a deck-like feature outside the home to keep it elevated. So if there is a flood, as Mr. Flood referred to, right, that the HVAC unit would not be affected by the water that would potentially intrude.
I guess the question then is, will it be in the side yard or will it be in the front or rear yard?
It would be a side yard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's allowed to encroach.
It would need a variance.
It would need a variance.
You would need a variance, yeah.
Allowed to encroach 36 inches into the required setback.
That's what you're allowed.
That's sort of variance, and it wasn't requested. So it would have to be in the front or rear yard.
Front of the rear yard, okay. So that's a good point to know. So we'll move that to the rear. That's the guy that we have here would be making that kind of an adjustment. So we'll make sure it's in the rear.
They have approximately 6.5 feet for the rear.
Right.
Yeah, it looked like there's space elsewhere. I just was saying sometimes.
Yeah,
right.
And when we had talked about it, we said side, but now that you mentioned it, right, that would require another variance on top of the one we're asking for, so it would go in the rear.
Okay.
Unless you get one small, three and a half.
I
I don't think they make them that small.
I can't make any promises.
You have 36 inches, is that what you're allowed?
Yeah.
Did it require setback?
Right.
They're making those, you know, Mitsubishi things that are like 6.5 inches.
Okay.
That are really efficient.
LG.
There's an air conditioning man there, I don't know.
Yeah, there's an air conditioning gentleman that can help you.
There you go.
Yeah.
We say LG.
Okay.
Panasonic makes one.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Are there any other questions?
Good question.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11489. The applicant has made the request for the variance, and granting the variance has gone down the uniqueness of it and right on down and done a good job. The uniqueness of the property is certainly as shows as 40 by 100. Mm-hmm. So that makes it unique in itself. And then the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I'm getting this microphone a little closer. I was chastised for not getting close there. And the uniqueness and leadership, the uniqueness and hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the required variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11489. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So I believe 5-0. Case number 11489 is approved.
Thank you.